Hi, Sandy, my name's Teresa and I'm an addict. And I'd like to thank Edith for sharing. Wonderful job. You know, we were kind of talking before the meeting, and I was like, you can share the whole meeting. You know, because listen, you know, the trip to this, you know, seriously, like I love Narcotics Anonymous, let me just say that. And so I'm not a big speaker. I'm definitely not big on speaking on traditions or any of that stuff. But because I love Narcotics Anonymous, when they ask me to do something, you know, it's easy. I used to say, oh, I can never pay back Narcotics Anonymous. But you know, I stopped saying that because this is paying back Narcotics Anonymous. So when my stomach is rumbling and I get up here anyway, you know, and I do service. And that's, I love this convention this weekend because that's what it's talking about, because that's what Narcotics Anonymous offers. It, you know, it's all about service. From the day that I walked in the door and they asked me to make some coffee, that was set. Let me tell you, Narcotics Anonymous is the big setup. Let me tell you. But the rewards that you get, you know, are insurmountable. I mean, I have 29 years, 6 months, and some days clean. So if they ask me to share on a step, or they ask me to share on a tradition, whatever Narcotics Anonymous asks me to do, because the tradition I'm sharing on is that Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy, right? And the traditions are non-negotiable. And a lot of times, I don't understand the traditions until I have broken one of them, right? Until I, you know, have faced with some things. And I don't know, the 10th tradition, I was so tunnel vision with it. I had read my book, and I got plenty of literature. And I didn't think about reading something else, because I'm saying, oh, well, that's, you know, I don't know, 10th tradition, that's only going to take 5 minutes to speak about it, right? Then I was reading some stuff in other books. I said, there's some stuff to talk about. And you know, a lot of times I like the way they set this up here too. They did the step in the tradition, because a lot of times, you know, when they have it separate, you know, people do, they'll go to the step meetings, but they don't really want to go to the traditions meetings, you know, because they think, well, the steps are about me. Yeah, that's our total self-centeredness. The steps are about me. Well, my, I'm not even going to say you, my total self-centeredness, right? And the traditions, that's about them. You know, but you have to realize the them is us. And the them is us. In order, and I know, and I mentioned saying that I was here for 29 years because I know that without traditions, I wouldn't have been here for 29 years. Because believe me, some stuff has come down the pipe. And not constantly, you know, our primary purpose is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers, right? And, you know, getting involved in all what's going on in the world, you know, and in other people's business, you know, things like that, you know, many addicts wouldn't have recovered. Many addicts wouldn't have made it here because we've been too busy being up in other folks' business. And get, you know, I'll use an example, you know, like the elections are going on right now, right? And imagine if one of those candidates asked us to endorse them, you know, Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. You know, we can get caught up in politics and this and that, and you know, and then we'd have an obligation. See, we don't have to answer to anyone. Then we'd have an obligation to other things and other issues, you know. And I love the fact that that's when I came here. I love the fact that I didn't have to answer to nobody. They weren't, you know, they wasn't signing anything. They didn't have to. People weren't paying them. You know, a lot of times, you know, they get. You know, we get meetings in these places, and those places have rules and regulations. But we don't get caught up in that. And if our traditions can't coincide with that, then we don't have a meeting in that location. Because our traditions are non-negotiable. We can't get caught up in controversies and rehabs and places like this. And early on, some places used to say you can drink. And people will come out and come to the meetings, right? And they want to argue with us and saying that, well, the people said, they could, well, if you want to drink, go ahead. Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on that. You know, when you decide that you realize that alcohol is a drug, then you come back. But, you know, we couldn't get caught up in that corner to tell those rehabs that don't tell them people that they can drink, because that wasn't our business. Our business is once you get here. And you've made a decision. This is a self-help program. And you've made that decision on your own that you want to be here. and that you understand that we say that all drugs, not including alcohol, and they got some new stuff out now that they say, I don't even know, this has been a long time. They got some new stuff out saying that it's not considered a drug. Well, you know, but listen. Okay, well, listen, we can't, that's a controversy. We can't get involved in that. You come here and you say you ain't using and you using it, then when you, once you get it together, because listen, I could spend, if I spend all my time to explain to you, you know, then I get lost in my recovery. You know, some things, you know, I had a friend of mine, right, a co-worker of mine, and when I started out, I said, I love Narcotics Anonymous, right? So, because now I got some issues with that when I first came around, because of the fact that the time that I had when in my area, they didn't have a lot of Narcotics Anonymous meetings. So I used to have to go to the other fellowship, right? And they didn't like us too much over there, right? So at least that was my experience. I don't know, other people might have other experience. That was my experience, right? So I had a little resentment with them, right? And I was carrying it for a minute. So one of my coworkers, now someone broke my anonymity at work, let me just say that, right? And so the young lady came up to me, and I had already peeped her, because you know we recognized one another, because we had gone out to lunch a couple of times, and she was saying things like, oh man, by this time I'd have a few drinks already. So I'm saying, she must have just stopped drinking, right? And so we went out a few more times, she would keep saying the same thing, so I had already peeped that, right? And so one day she came, she said, I need to talk to you. So we went in the bathroom and we were talking. She said, so-and-so told me I should come talk to you. So I'm wondering, like, why they told you? Now, I've been on my job at that time. I've been on my job like 26 years. When I got on my job, I was already clean. So nobody knew nothing about me being in recovery and my anonymity, right? Which was very important to me. Well, she starts talking and she said, well, you know, I feel like I want to take a drink today. And I couldn't even hear her because all I was thinking, who told you to come talk to me? Right? I couldn't hear her. Right? So I had to back up. I said, okay, don't. And then, you know, so eventually, right, I end up, you know, talking to her. And I got past myself, my total self-centeredness, right? Because sometimes when you're called upon to help somebody, you don't know. That it's going to be a time that you might have to break your anonymity. And my total self-centeredness said, no, you know, I was very secure in my job. It wasn't about, you know, I was going to lose my job or anything like that. But I was so self-centered in that thing, and it kept me gripped up because I'm always, you know, looking. And that freed me, believe me, right, that day in that bathroom. And so she starts, let me get to the point, right? So she starts telling me about whatever. So she tells me a few weeks later, she tells me she's going to some AA meetings, right? Now this is where don't get involved in no controversy, right? So you know, I want to tell her, listen, you need to come over here. And I felt like since that day in the bathroom, like you owe me something, you know. So, but you know what? I stepped back because, you know, the spirit, there is no controversy here, right? And, she's thriving well in AA. She got 6 years clean today. And I did not get involved in that. That was my personal opinion, right? The traditions are not about my personal opinion. And it says if you could help somebody, help somebody. You know, it doesn't mean that they're gonna come in here. Wherever they go, whatever they do, I'm happy to say that she got 6 years clean, right? So every once in a while, you know, she heard some stuff about NA, right? And every once in a while, she shares that with me. And I have to hold my tongue and say, no controversy. Don't get involved in that and step back. Because, you know, we have no opinion on outside issues. And as far as I'm concerned, that's an outside issue, right? And as long as she's clean, fine. You know, there are some commercials that come on TV sometimes that piss me off, right? And they say, we have the cure for recovery. You know that commercial, right? So you know, like I want to call up the TV station. I used to be an addict. That was okay. So you know that commercial pisses me off every time I see it, right? And I said, but you know what? That's an outside issue. It's not. If those people can get clean that way, then go right ahead. You know, I have no. But every time I see that, it hurts my heart because I think that, you know, there are many lives. Narcotics Anonymous has saved countless and countless and countless. And you know, when I say I love Narcotics Anonymous, Like, so it's important too that, and there's no excuse, oh, I'm a newcomer, I'm a this or I'm a that, right? When you say that, when you come here and you get involved, you know, we have steps and traditions. And I think it's the responsibility as the recovering addict that you get involved in all that, that you understand that, because you have a personal responsibility to this program. I read something, I had just read something there, and it said, we are restricted. It said restricted from the media, you know, telling the media that, because Teresa does not, even between, listen, I could get big headed and think, oh, well, I could tell them something. Between 9 years and 6 months, I still don't know all that much that I can go talk to the media, excuse me, or talk to anybody. I could talk about my personal, but I cannot represent Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. You see, because I could do serious damage.
That's right.
You know, this thing is serious. This is real important. Now, you know, now they have all these, now, so if you've been here for a minute, they've added a statement, the social media statement? Yeah, they don't have to worry about me on that one too much. But my face has been showing up on social media. I did have a concern about that, right? You know, these things, sometimes we take this thing for granted. You know, there is no guarantee that, you know, you're going to stay here. You're going to be here. So every day is a precious day to me. So even there's no time to sit on my laurels. I have to get involved and understand what the traditions meant. Because, and you know, have you ever been to a business meeting? You understand how important traditions are. Because without traditions, business meetings, some folks might have went to jail. Because, you know, for real. Some people might have went to jail, you know, because business meetings get heated, because, you know, it becomes sometimes about our own personal wants and needs, not what's best for the group, you know, outside issues. You know, I'm going to say this, I'm going to get a few, you know, and it also talks about sometimes even in the meeting, sometimes what we share, you know, there's a very thin line between it being an outside issue and a personal issue, you know. And it depends, you know, over the years, things have changed, you know, what was okay to share. You know, I went through, oh, thank you so much for sharing. And when you were sharing, I'm telling you, oh, man, I was like, is she talking about you, her, or me? But, you know, I went through some stuff up in here, right? And sometimes, you know, when you come to the meeting and you're in such pain or whatever and you need to share, you know, I would say this, what I share is my issue. But now, if somebody else is going around sharing, that's an outside issue. That's not your business. You know, because to me, the 10 tradition is about mind your business. And that's what Narcotics Anonymous does. Like, it's like, mind my business. What's going on out there in the world is not so much my concern. And so sometimes when you come in the meeting, and I went through a divorce up in here, right? And it became, a little, you know, funky up in here. Because, you know, you got the folks on his side, you got the folks on my side, and who did what, and, you know, and it got a little ugly up in here. Let me tell you, there is no feeling, like I know, like there is no place else. When I came to the podium, I said, hi, family, because this is my family. I don't care where I go. I done been to some places in Narcotics Anonymous, and I always feel safe, and I always want to feel safe. So, you know, there cannot be controversy in the meeting. Yeah, we were going through that. And everybody did something. But the controversy can't be shared from the floor. Can't be, you know, I share, you share behind me, blah, 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 you know, because the message gets diluted. The message gets diluted. You know, God forbid a newcomer comes up in here, you know, at that meeting where we're throwing daggers across the room at each other. You know, that's not what Narcotics Anonymous is about. The mess, you know, if you keep it very simple, you know, what our message is and what our purpose is. It's to carry the message to the addict who still suffers, that no addict seeking recovery need ever die. And you know, when you stay away from, you know, I have sat with people of all kind of religious, all kind of backgrounds. Listen, when we stay away from the controversy, we are able to get along. We are able to be cohesive and have some togetherness. And it talks about the principle of this tradition is the unity. And it happened. You know, when they designed this thing, I'm telling you, they had it set up. I couldn't figure out when I first got here, like, how am I gonna just stop using drugs? And God forbid, you talking about, oh man, like if you told me your secret, that's going to be, I was a good secret keeper. Yes. You know, yes. Now, sometimes that was good, sometimes it wasn't, because I kept all the secrets, and the secrets were killing me. The secrets were killing me, you know, so I couldn't understand how I was going to get better. And then after I was here a few years, and it started, you know, you're talking about doing service, and it just with this whole thing about this weekend, doing service, and I'm like, how is that going to help me? You know, but as I stay here, I realize that everything that I do in my life today, that, you know, I try to be of service, I try to do the right thing, and I try to be a justice lady. I call the blue lady, right? She's a homeless lady. And she wears blue from head to toe. So when I, you know, when I say, when we say, can never repay, yeah, every once in a while I slip a $5. And I don't usually tell anybody it. I'm just telling y'all because y'all don't know the blue lady, so you know. But she doesn't know my name. She doesn't know me. She don't even know why I do that. I do that because I'm so grateful to have $5 to slip her. You know, hey, I go to work every day. You know, I could miss a Starbucks. I mean, with Starbucks one day, right? $5, right? But, you know, so when you're talking about, you know, this is about be about it, not, you know, talk about it kind of program. And I got through it. I was so happy. Now I can enjoy the rest of the convention. You know, I hope I said something on the trip tradition. You know, I love this program. And, you know, the traditions, I'm just going to say this in closing. The traditions, you know, as much as you know, they may be the boring part of recovery, you know, because I was always looking for some excitement. That's how I ended up here. For some damn excitement, right? And, yeah, because I was like so corny, right? And I just was trying to be down. And so, right? So, you know, when they said about the tradition, I don't talk about no traditions, I don't know. You know, and as I start reading them, I realize that's the substance that make the, you know, that keeps my consonants running. Because I can't even imagine like living without these things, you know, not applying these things. And you know, the more selfless you become, they become, you know, a way of life. I remember one time, right, this guy, when I was in my 20s, you have the time, right? I was in my 20s, right? And I was going, you know, I was dating this guy. Well, you know, we were, I don't know what the hell we were doing. We were doing something, right? And so we were looking for an apartment. We were looking for an apartment, and so this guy, he says, okay, I can rent you this apartment, but there's some rules that that must be followed. He said, you cannot do drugs. I said, okay, that's scratch number one. Okay, he said, no fornicating. I said, okay, that's scratch number two. And he says, no profanity. I said, no, that's scratch number three. We can't live there. Right, and for years, and I'm telling you, I couldn't even understand. That was such a foreign concept to me, what he was saying. But this man was living a righteous life. And I had no concept whatsoever of what he was talking about. And then years later, I mean, some of the things I still, you know, wasn't, you know, okay. But I understood it. I understood his purpose, and he stood on his ground. He said, if you want to live in my apartment, this is what you have to do. You know, and he stood his ground. He didn't care if it took him 10, you know, interviews. He was going to get somebody, you know, and there's some things up in here, you know, like if you want to stay up in this camp, right. Up in this camp, you know, there's some things you got to do. You know, you could be here bullshitting, crapping, you know, doing whatever. Yeah. But eventually, yeah. You know, I would never want to do anything to bring harm to Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. You know, so I try my best to adhere to some of this stuff. But like I said, the best way I know about traditions is because I have broken some of them. And it's no harm, we get better, we keep coming, you know, and that's why even now, I don't know how long I'll be here, you know, I would hope to be here until the end. You know, I would hope that. So I keep doing whatever they tell me to do. Because what they have told me for the last 29 years has worked. Wow. Has worked. I'm still here. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you.